Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joel, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. It is Eagles Radiothon. What a show this morning. Howie Roseman, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. We got a lot to do today on the Midday Show. A disaster at Citizens Bank Park last night. Citizens Bank Park, which is now, after yesterday. I hope everyone's okay. I hope the seats are still there after Taijuan Walker allowed the Astros to bomb him for six innings. A lot to do. Of course, a lot of Eagles. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're really confident, fellas, let that ball spot show. That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to go ahead and let this hair grow and let this ball spot on display.
Grow it in, let it ride?
Just let it ride. I'm just going to let it ride for about a couple months.
All right.
Just going to let this ball spot
you.
Just do what it do.
A couple months. That's a long-term plan.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to just go ahead and let it ride.
Long-term hair plan here. All right. Everyone, we got a lot to get to today, including an investigation later on one of our own at WIP. Great draft last night. The Midday Show Fantasy League Draft Chickies. We had a lot of fun, and we appreciate everyone being out there with us. And Hugh, listening to Howie a few minutes ago, and listening to Saquon Barkley this morning, listening to Jalen Hurts, you know what I am? I'm fired up here for the Eagles, which play, what is this, a week from tomorrow night?
Not too long. Hey, college football will start tonight.
Yeah, football's back. And we'll get to
Colorado and what, North Dakota State?
That's right, prime coaching tonight. So we'll get to a lot of Phillies, of course, because yesterday was a disaster, and the Braves come in tonight. But we start with the Eagles here.
Was it a disaster?
Yes, it was a disaster. I mean, that guy's not a major league pitcher. I'm not even saying his name for the first hour of the show. He's not a big league pitcher. But, Hugh, I am fired up for the Eagles. We are a week away from the start of the season here,
yes.
Okay? Tomorrow will be Friday, a week from tomorrow night, we have a game. And, you know, I can feel the excitement, and I can feel the anticipation, and I can feel the expectations ratcheting up every single day here, Hugh. They
yes.
are ratcheting it up.
It won't be long now.
No, it won't. And every day we talk to our audience, I feel that people are starting to believe this could be something special. And look, I'm not here this morning to throw cold water on whatever you believe. If you believe and you...
I feel like you're about to.
I'm not.
I feel like it's about to happen.
I'm not. I just want to know where you're at this morning on the Eagles and the expectation for the season. And I'll just tell you where I'm at. I think this team could be very good. We see all the talent with the skill position players. We
yes.
see two new coordinators. I think they have a renewed sense of energy after what happened last year. And I liked a lot of the players they brought in this offseason. And the draft seems like it could be a real big hit with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. But I also see this. It's a very young football team. Sixth youngest team in the NFL. I see more established contenders in the NFC that I think have less question marks than them, including San Francisco. Now, they have some with some guys that haven't shown up to camp yet, but they're a more established, older roster. Detroit, who was better last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the team with two new coordinators. They may need time to figure this thing out. I look at the other teams in the NFC that are a little bit more established, closer last year to a Super Bowl. And I see a team in transition without Fletcher Cox, without Jason Kelce. And I think the future is bright, but I don't look at this year as Super Bowl or bust. I think. I know you do. It's not that for me. I have expectations of they should be good. They should be a contender. But when I think of Super Bowl or bust, you know what I think Super Bowl or bust?
What's that?
Your team in 2004.
Yeah.
That was a team that for years had been building towards it and was older, including you and some of the defensive guys. You guys had played together 4, 5, 6 years. It was that now or never. 2004 had to be it. I look at this Phillies season with considering how many guys are in their 30s. This is World Series or bust. I don't have Super Bowl or bust expectations for the Eagles because I think this they have got a long runway. This is more of a transition, get back to foundational winning kind of year. Hugh Douglas, where are you? Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles?
Oh, without question. I feel like, and this is where, you know, I'm going to try to sprinkle you a little bit with some of this game, Joe,
okay.
Is that when you think of the New York Jets, even though they had their quarterback get hurt in the first game of the season, like the first three plays,
yep,
their aspirations are Super Bowl or bust. You talk about definitely the Buffalo Bills' aspirations are Super Bowl and bust.
Totally.
The Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about all those teams, like last year, you talk about the Dolphins. That was really the first year that they kind of, you know, with their new coach and everything, where they kind of made their mark. So when I look at this Eagles team and everything that you're saying is true, there's a lot of players that are not there anymore. And, you know, we're losing Hall of Fame players and all of this other good stuff. And we have a new offense and everything like that. All of that is true. But the mission doesn't change. You just don't have the luxury of having what some other teams like the San Francisco 49ers have going into the season. But even when you talk about the San Francisco 49ers, they've had their problems. Brandon Ayuk don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He wants more money.
Like, was it the offensive lineman, Trent Williams?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't there. Last time I checked.
He's not. But that's a team I consider Super Bowl bust. They have to pay Brock Purdy after this year. They're older in a lot of spots. If the Niners don't win it this year, the window might just slam shut. They're not going to win. The Eagles' window, I view, is longer than this, bigger than this. I think they're going to be good for the next 3, 4, 5 years. It's a matter of, like, I'll just paint a picture for you this way. If the Eagles go 10-7, 11-6, and get knocked out in the first or second round, I'll be disappointed, but I won't say that was a bad season or that was a bust of a season.
I mean, you don't have, like, as a fan, you could feel that way. But as a player that have reached the mountaintop like they did,
Jalen did. Yeah, they got close 2 years ago. I mean, they're right there.
That is where you're trying to go. That's what you're trying to do. Like, there's a bad analogy in there somewhere. I don't have it with me right now, but give me a little bit of time. I'm going to figure one
out
for
you. We'll find it, yeah.
But the point is this. You don't have the success that Jalen has had in his young career and then sit back and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just settle for just being, you know, we got a new offensive coordinator. We got a new defense. Everybody young. I'm just going to do the best that I can this year. You know, because I know this year, realistically, might not be my year. No, bump that every year because I've been there. I know what it takes to get there. You got the blueprint.
Hmm.
You know what it takes. It's not a mystery anymore. You went to the Super Bowl. You damn near won it. So it ain't a mystery. It's not like this is your first playoff run and you're a team that doesn't understand what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. You know what it takes. You got the pattern. Hell yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust.
So they do, but a lot of that team is gone.
Like, I don't care.
Well, but I do, but it's not the same guys.
No, but
there's no Kelce, there's no Fletcher.
You ever seen the Book of Eli?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
You never seen the Book of Eli? Basically, the premise of the movie was Denzel Washington is running around with this book, and he's protecting this book with his life because it's the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to give the word to everybody else. Jalen got the word. He's just trying to. He got to spread the gospel to everybody else.
Well, but
that was a good analogy.
That's
right
one of your
there.
Better ones.
That was a.
Oh,
was a,
we're off and running
at
now.
Me, look at this.
Wow,
it's almost football season up in this piece.
Now, don't set the bar too high. Okay. We can't expect okay. those every
but that's
day.
What I'm talking about. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the bar. That's the bar right now for this team. Man, I'm trying to get to New Orleans.
I
don't know about you.
I know you are. And
I'm trying to get some of them. What they call them? Grenade hand grenades.
Make sure you say hand. Yeah, that's a drink, right?
Yes, yeah, drink.
Let's not be dangerous yet. Here.
No, all right.
215-592-9494. Howie Roseman was on with the morning show just about 25 minutes ago. He was asked about the expectations and the hopes for this season. Here's how Howie framed what he's feeling right now.
Do you believe there's a team?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That can go in the Super Bowl.
Well, I think we got to go prove that. You know, I think at the end of the day, though, what I will say is that there is no other goal. You know, once you taste that confetti, once you stand up there and you hold that trophy, there is no other mindset. There is nothing like, hey, let's win a playoff game and then go have cocktails on the beach, and that's a great season. You know, I just feel like, for me, it's got to be like the best feeling that you could ever have. And for our fans and for our team, certainly for me personally. And so, you know, I won't stop until we get back there. And then, you know, I hope at the end of it, I'm going, let's go get another one.
Look, I love Howie, and I love the way he talks about expectations, because he lives that, and he wants to win every single year, and that's what we should want the people that run these teams to do. But I'll just frame it for me this way. I'll think about the last three times the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. I wasn't around in 1980. 2004, I felt that was a Super Bowl or bust season. You guys were older. That it had to be then.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way heading into 17 or 22, but then, look, I reserve the right to change my mind. Hugh, if they start off 8-0, it becomes like they better win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But Howie said it there, and I thought it was interesting. We have to go prove that.
Yes.
So 8 weeks from now, if they're 8-0 or 7-1, then maybe I will feel that. Today, I don't feel this is Super Bowl or bust.
No, but they have to prove it. Like, and you're well within your rights to feel the way that you feel. But just like Howie said, you got to prove it. I guarantee you, everybody in that Philadelphia Eagles organization right now, that's the goal. Like, without a doubt.
I don't give a damn. I agree with you.
Cooper
sure
DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, all them young cats. What I'm doing, I'm going to give you the book of Eli. I got the blueprint. I'm just going to teach it to you. And you got to come along for this ride. That's how it works, man. That's how it works.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'll kind of compare it to your teams in 2001, 2000 and 2001. When you lost in the playoffs to the Giants and the Rams, mm-hmm. I didn't think those were busts of seasons. You guys were building something, especially the 0-1 title game loss to the Rams. You guys were building something. The next year, 0-2, that was a bust. You should have won that game. I consider this more like 0-1. Like this, I think it's building. You know, I don't think it's like they have to win the Super Bowl this year.
You know what? If I'm being honest, we should have beat the Rams. In my opinion, that's the year we should have went to the Super
sure.
Bowl.
But they were and favorites. Then, they were favorites.
Yeah, they were favorites,
and
but we had them on the ropes.
You should have beat them.
We
yeah.
had them on the ropes. And if Troy, I believe this with my heart of hearts, if Troy Vincent wasn't hurt, we'd have went to the Super Bowl, and we'd have beat the Patriots that year, because we were on fire. That first half, we were all over them like a pair of tight underwear. We were all over the Rams. That second half, when Troy, because Troy pulled his groin bad. Yeah. Troy had to have surgery, but he still played. If Troy wasn't hurt, that game would have a different outcome. That's the year that I believe we were going to the Super Bowl. That, like, out of all the ones that hurt, the Tampa one hurt, but that's the one where I felt that we should have went. You feel like that every year, man. It works like this, Joe. When you get a taste of something that you've never had before, that sweet nectar, if you will, it's like it becomes an addiction. And you want to take another bite of the apple, you want to get another sip of the wine or whatever. That's what it was like going to the playoffs, because that was my first time being here in Philadelphia, was ever being in a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
And that feeling, it's like a drug. And you're chasing the next high, if you will. You're chasing that, and that's what the playoffs are. So they've already had a taste of the good stuff. Like, they've had a hit.
They have. But the team has turned
over a
lot.
That's probably a bad analogy. Yeah. Drug analogy. Is,
yeah,
probably.
It's all right. Let me pull that one back. You got one this segment.
Smoking crack is like a great high.
Kyle.
Let me pull that one back.
If we get one good analogy per segment, we're going places.
I blew it. Yeah,
don't try to go too far. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, is this a Super Bowl or bust season for you?
So, like, something hit me not too long ago. And because I get that, look, the players are allowed to have the goal of the Super Bowl. They can say whatever they want. That's cute. It's great. I'm appreciative that that's their mindset. But coming at this from a fan's perspective, like, I'm comparing my mentality to how I felt in years past when it was most definitely Super Bowl or bust for me. Like, 2022, there was almost little to no doubt in my mind that we were one of the best teams in the NFL. Yep. We had our coordinators going into the second year. Like, everybody was sort of there already. There was continuity. I don't necessarily feel that way going into this. Like, Super Bowl or bust to me means this has to be the year. I don't think this has to be the year, or else, like, that's it, like, blow it up. Like, I feel like there's still room for this team to grow, and we could see the biggest growth going into next season. We're going to have a ton of cap space next offseason. I'm not packing it in, Hugh.
That young defense is going to have experience next year.
Yes, they're young. They're going to add more players.
What am I
going to do this year?
No, I'm not telling you
to have no expectations.
I'm building my ramp to Louisiana.
Now, this is a building block season. I like that. Yeah. So we're building something.
I'm building a boat.
I'm just like, I don't
Louisiana.
Think everybody in this city should be absolutely crushed, devastated, like, oh my God, what do we do now if we don't win the Super Bowl? I think the feeling should be.
It shouldn't be, but still, that's what you're aspiring for. Like, you're shooting for the win, yes, but you're ready to take the L.
But so that's the Super Bowl part of it. What about the bust part of it? The bust part of it to me is like, that's it. Like, we're screwed.
Oh, so you're worried about the bust part?
Well, yeah, that's part of the conversation,
is it
not?
I'm not worried about the bust part.
Well, I know you're not, but you should be.
Failure is not an option.
Is it a bust if this team doesn't win the Super Bowl? I don't think so.
It's a bust of the season, yes.
No.
Failure is not an option.
If the 49ers don't win the Super Bowl, it's a bust. They've been knocking on the door for 5 years.
No.
Their quarterback's about to get paid a change. They already paid the quarterback.
The window doesn't close if we lose this year.
I didn't say the window closed, but it's Super Bowl or bust.
Well, that's what bust is.
No, so now we're moving the line.
That's the line.
But
bust means it's really disappointing because you know the cliff is coming sooner than later.
It's very disappointing because we had an opportunity that we didn't capitalize on. We got the best offense in the NFL. Say I'm lying.
But it's not our best.
Sure,
it's not because
our
best opportunity.
I'm not sure that's the
say
truth.
Say I'm lying when I tell you that we have the best talent pound for pound in the NFL offensively.
Tell me I'm a liar. You might be a liar.
I'm not lying.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll hit all your phone calls to the other side. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles?
Yes.
Like, Hugh believes it. I don't. Look, I think they can be really good, but I don't view this as if they don't win, it's a colossal disappointment.
It is a disappointment.
They're the sixth youngest team in the league.
I don't care.
They're young. They're not ready
for
this.
When Kansas City won the Super Bowl, they were young.
They have the greatest quarterback in the sport and the greatest coach.
And we got a quarterback.
Nice quarterback. Yeah, he's not that guy.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, I understand his position.
And he damn near outplayed the guy that you're talking about in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that coach and that quarterback are
a different
stratosphere.
He's had a sip of the wine, Joe. He's had a sip.
And I think he'll get the
now
whole cup.
Now he needs to go get the whole cup.
He will one day. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls here.
I don't even know you anymore.
We got to tell you about Eagles Radiothon, and we got to tell you about the prize we're giving away today. A lot to get to, and a startling note. I mean, you got to hear this. From Shiel Kapadia on this team, odds. The odds tell a story. They always do. The odds on this team, both the good and the other side of it. 215-592-9494. It is a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.